The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 2. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter and RichmondMagazine.com.
And I'm Rich Brissett with Style Weekly.
And I'm Claire Boswell with Style Weekly.
And we all three saw two shows, so we're going to jump right into covering both of those shows. First, we're going to talk about Food, Clothing, and Shelter, which is at Firehouse Theater through September 17th. After a circus train derails near a small Indiana town, members of the troupe venture into local businesses to seek the titular necessities. We know it's interesting because this show started out, there were 19 people on stage, there was a big train wreck, and we thought, oh, wow, this is going to be all these people interacting, this will be fun for circus people. And then it turned out that really that was just a framing device for what is essentially three two-handers, which is theater talk for two people on stage doing a one act. So once I settled into that, I thought, well, Act 1 was interesting, but kind of an inconsequential exchange. Act 2, I thought, was pretty strong. I thought Keisha Wallace was quite wonderful. She was a new discovery in town. And then the third act, again, was a little too long, like all of them were, but Donna Marie Miller was very moving in her portrayal.
I basically agree with you. I did enjoy it. I thought that each of the scenes could have been about half as long, and I was dying for maybe an additional three scenes. Scene 2 got a little bit preachy, Scene 3 a little bit less so. But overall, I did enjoy it. I liked some of the ideas, and I wish that it had played a little bit more with the weirdness of the town itself, kind of drawing it full circle. It seemed to be trying a little bit too hard to force kind of the issues of today into 90 years ago. It does kind of veer into that territory of the circus is in town. Well, all these weirdos will tell these, you know, straights all the things they need to know about life.
Yeah, I had a problem with the writing on this one. I think the framing story did nothing to really actually bridge the three acts into a complete narrative.
Let me just jump in real quickly and mention that this was a world premiere by local playwright Bo Wilson. So
maybe this is a first draft of a play that'll become more of a story later. Because at this point, I do think it was a little heavy-handed. I could feel the author speaking through the characters a little bit more than I wanted to. However, I do think there were a lot of performances that took what I thought was kind of shallow writing and made some pretty decent scenes out of it. Like you said, I thought Keisha Wallace was great. I also really thought Rebecca Turner was really great in that final scene with Donna Marie Miller.
This was the artistic director Joel Basson's first show that he's actually directed since he's been here. This is his second season. And I thought it was interesting that he was willing to kind of take some chances with it because it's a circus theme. They have sideshow acts going on before the show and during intermissions. So that was kind of an interesting conceptual thing. And I applaud him for at least trying something a little more experimental and not always succeeding. Sometimes it was a little confusing. You weren't sure what was going to happen or what was happening. And other times I thought it was kind of clever. So I'll give him some props for at least making the effort to do something a little different, which, as we know, sometimes experimental things can be wonderful and sometimes they can crash horribly. I don't think this was either. I think it was right in the middle somewhere.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I liked the sideshow element. And I wish that had been incorporated a little bit more into the show itself.
Good point.
You know, part of the draw of the circus is seeing these things you don't normally see. And I understand wanting to portray them as normal people, not these freaks. But
I agree with that. I thought the sideshow acts were really cool.
I will say that Matthew Allar's set was a bunch of ropes and rigging and crates and piles of junk. And it kind of reminded me of a Rauschenberg assemblage, but it wasn't very artistic.
I liked it. I thought it worked for the proceedings, you know, the background having the busted up train as kind of a more of a conceptual type thing.
I also liked the set, and I thought that it was cool how much the lighting really transformed it.
So overall, I think we have a disagreement on some liked it more than others, but everybody thought there were some interesting things and some things that didn't work.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
All right. We've been talking about Food, Clothing, and Shelter, the Firehouse show that we'll be playing through September 17th. We're going to go modern day now with Fun Home, which is a Virginia Rep Cadence Theater production in celebration of Richmond Triangle Players' 25th anniversary season. It's on stage at the Theater Gym through October 8th. This musical is based on the autobiographical graphic novel by Alison Bechdel that explores her lesbian expression and the influence of her gay father.
I liked it. I thought that the stagecraft on it was very high. I thought that there was a lot of talent in the show, especially with the leads, but it didn't quite take me there. It didn't hit the full dramatic heft that I hoped it would. I've seen it before, and it previously has just destroyed me. I thought that the set I think that Rich Mason's doing a very good job with the tiny space that he has, but I think it's just too small. The sound design, especially early on, I had a really hard time with. I couldn't understand what people were saying.
That's interesting, because one of the things I specifically pointed out in my review was that the sound was perfect. I heard every word. Where were you sitting?
I was sitting in the back, and I went
to
this.
You were really close to the drum kit.
Could you hear everything?
I could.
Okay, Claire was there the same
way
I was.
I was a bit closer.
Same day I was.
Yeah, and I thought about that. I didn't realize that there was part of the orchestra, you know,
behind me. Yeah, all over the place.
And
yeah.
They must have been literally right next to you. Mm-hmm. I bet that impacted what you could
that
hear.
Could. They did put, obviously, audience members on the stage and actors in the house, and I did notice it, but there were several crucial scenes that were down center, and if you were sitting on the stage, especially in that back corner, you saw nothing.
I thought the theater in the round worked pretty well. I liked that aspect of this production.
There are three females who play the lead character at three different ages in her life. I thought Becca Ayers, who was the oldest adult mm-hmm. one, was good. Elizabeth Wilde, who was the college age one, I thought she had an energy, and for me, changing my major was the highlight of the show. I thought that was a wonderful number. And then Violet Craighead Way from Charlottesville had a wonderful wide-eyed enthusiasm as the childhood version, and I thought Ring of Keys was very powerful and sweet.
I agree. I thought the three of them were really good. I especially liked Violet Craighead Way.
I would agree with that, too. But coming back to my earlier point about the dramatics, it was directed by Chase Niffen. I think that sometimes, if it had a few more beats, like there's a scene where someone dies. I don't know if we want to give that away.
Right.
But it just quickly moves to the next number. It's like, give it a second or two.
Right,
let us feel the weight of that. I think that was part of the problem. But I think a lot of it's just that intangible, like, can you connect with this or not? I really wanted to just fall in love with this production, and it was good.
I felt like Duke LaFoon, who's usually wonderful, I didn't think this was his strongest performance.
I disagree. I thought
really?
He was great in this.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And I thought Andrea Levette, she didn't really move me much. I felt their interaction was the weakest thing in the show.
The mother doesn't get a lot of stage time.
Right,
and especially
right.
compared to the graphic novel, her role is way reduced. I thought they were both fine.
What was missing that made the drama not work?
I think it's just that connection, that space. You know, it's that thing that's floating out there. Either you connect with something or you don't, and it doesn't quite hit it the way that I wish it would.
There were parts that maybe I didn't get the full dramatic effect because there were pieces of the set in the way or other audience members in the way. Like you're talking about Andrea Rivette. She made me cry, but she was looking right at me. You know what I mean? When that happened, because of where I was sitting. So when I think about it that way, you know, maybe the staging really did stand in between, you know, me and connecting to all of the moments in this production. Right. As much as I liked it and thought it was creative.
The music, I thought the vocals were very strong overall, though. Even if you couldn't understand the words, Rich, at least I thought this...
Well, overall, yeah. I had trouble with Derek Jakes in that Partridge Family number. He was running around and stuff, and I think he was just winded.
Well, so overall, I think we're saying that even though there were some very strong aspects to this show and some of the performances were really winning, and the staging was pretty brilliant in a lot of ways, thanks to Chase Niffen, it didn't have the dramatic power that we were hoping to get.
I would agree.
Claire, did you like it more than that?
I think I liked it more than that. But I've never seen this show before.
I hadn't
either.
So
I wonder if that's coloring.
No,
I've read the graphic novel. I've never seen the play before. So for me, I thought this was awesome.
Well, we've been talking about Fun Home, which is a Virginia Rep Cadence Theater production on stage at Theater Gym through October 8th. And that's going to do it for this episode. And we want to thank Open Source RVA for hosting us on the radio.
I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
I'm Jerry Williams with Sifter and RichmondMagazine.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.